You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen up. The Avalanche finally get their home opener tonight at Ball Arena. They take on the Chicago Blackhawks. That's going to be a jump in place, man. First place Avs.
Oh, yeah.
Finally get to play before their own fans.
Josh is going to be there tonight, our producer. He's like, I got to get there at 8 o'clock, and I don't know what time I'm going to be in tomorrow. Okay.
Did he sound just like that?
Just like that, actually.
Hey, if you're a frequent flyer, you'll be interested in the new boarding process that United is implementing. They call it Wilma. And what it means is that in the economy section, people with window seats will board first, followed by middle seat people, then aisles.
All right, yeah.
Makes total sense. They say it could shave a couple of minutes off the time it takes for everyone to board. Of course, people will lie to bypass it. They always do. It was so funny. I was reading the story, and I just learned what airline employees who work at the gates, you know, the people have to make the announcement at the gates and then check your ticket as you're going down the little jetway thing. I just found out what those employees who work the gates call people who jump in line before their time to board. They call them gate lice.
Oh, I love that.
They're gate lice.
I love it.
I'm a snooze guy. Jeremy is not a snooze guy. I will hit snooze on my phone. Generally, I'm up anyway before my alarm goes off, so that doesn't matter. But if I am asleep on a weekday morning, I might hit the snooze one time. Usually never more than that. And Jeremy is just when his alarm goes off, boop, you're out
Boom,
of bed.
Up. So let's start the day.
Start the day.
Do it.
Well, a big research done over in Sweden. And what they found is really there is zero harm in being a snooze person. They tested thousands of people. Oh, check that. It wasn't thousands. But they did test people.
Eight people.
Yeah. They tested one guy. No, they tested some people and they found that it makes no difference in your quality of sleep. It makes no difference in your mood, how tired you feel. They even had each person take a quick test right after they woke up. And some of the people who hit the snooze actually did better on it after hitting the snooze button.
How about that?
They say it's not for everyone. They say some people are just more predisposed to this, while other people are more wired like you, wired to just hop out of bed.
I'm just like, let's go. We're wasting daylight. We're wasting time. Let's accomplish some things. So I always said I'd be a great firefighter just because if that alarm were to go off, whoop, I'd be the first one in the truck.
It's not too late. Go take the test.
It's not too late.
They also did poll 1,700 people to find out why they hit snooze, and I love that 6% of people just blamed it on laziness.
That's right, fantastic. I'm lazy.
All right, tell me how you butter your bread. How do you butter your bread?
Butter bread, well, like with direction, like left to right to left, smooth.
No, there's different styles, and let me give you the difference in my house.
I'm right to left smooth. Go ahead.
So you might be what they call a glider.
Okay.
I'm number two on this list, which is total coverage, where every square millimeter must have butter on it.
Mm.
So some psychologist has weighed in on all the different ways you can butter your bread and has said what each one means about your personality. Okay. So if you are a glider, this doesn't sound like you.
The glider. Well, I just do the middle of the bread too. So is there that option? I don't do full coverage. I leave. It's like a pizza almost with the toppings.
Oh, wait a minute. You probably are the clumper. Minimal spreading. Is that right?
No.
Okay. See, my wife is the clumper. I cannot understand. Like, I take and I butter all of the toast, right? She will get a thing of toast and she will get that hard, cold stick butter and cut off just like two little pads of it, whatever.
Okay.
And just set it on the bread.
I don't do that. No.
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you, psychotic?
Yuck.
Anyway, total coverage people like me, it says you're methodical, precise, organized, and like to be in control. Yes.
That's you.
That's me, man.
Spot on.
There's the clumper, which you say you're not. There is the would you like some toast with that butter, people who OB, I guess. There's the double cider. Who are these people?
Double cider? Those people
have
heart attack issues.
There's the tear and spread where you tear off pieces and butter them individually.
These all sound like Kama Sutra moves.
Let's move on. I'm tired of the butter anyway. But let's get to this. Last thing I've got for you. In the great city of Pittsburgh, they have a new ordinance there that bans plastic bags. You know, we have the thing in Colorado grocery stores where you got to pay, what, 10 cents or something like that. They've just banned them in Pittsburgh. And if you want to use a paper bag, that's 10 cents. So because of this new ordinance, people are finding when they go through the drive-thru at fast food, they're getting charged a 10-cent bag fee.
Oh, no.
And people are up in arms about it. And the people at McDonald's just kind of shrugged and raised their hands. They're like, it ain't on us. They said, it's the new law in Pittsburgh. So they say if you took the bag away and just the people at the window at the fast food drive-thru are just handing your stuff individually to you, they're talking about how much that's going to slow everything down for people who want to avoid the bag fee. So instead of shoving it in a bag and handing it to you, they will hand you first your burger. Then they'll hand you your friend's burger. Then they'll hand you one fries. Then they'll hand you the tots. And then they'll hand you a drink. And then they'll hand you a...
Annoying. I hate that.
I just got news for you. If this is started in one place, it will soon spread.
Yeah, like butter.
like butter.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, let's talk about this new TikTok trend that is apparently exploding right now. It's for people that really want dimples when they smile. I've got a bit of a dimple on one side. Every now and then it pops, or it sinks, I guess. People are buying something called dimple makers, and they're supposed to create dimples in your cheeks. They're really big on Etsy right now. They come in pairs. Imagine like a loop of metal with a bead on each end, and you slide it in between, you know, you slide it into your mouth. One side is in your mouth, and the other one is on the outside of your cheek. Kind of like if you were to take your thumb and your pointer finger and just put it in your mouth and pinch your cheek, okay? You're doing that on each side, and you leave it there for a while. Does it work? Yes. It works. A plastic surgeon explained that it does compress the fat in your cheeks, giving you that little dimple, and the effects can, you know, vary as far as how fatty your cheeks are, you know, how often you have to it. They say there are risks involved, of course. It could restrict the blood flow, killing the underlying fat and creating scar tissue. And then they said, you know, there's a very slim chance you could have nerve damage as well. But
oh my God.
If you want to go all in on this, there is something called dimpleplasty where they can actually go in and surgically give you dimples. But I feel like this Etsy way is maybe a little bit safer, and I kind of want to try it.
Yes, if used in moderation.
I've got
a friend of mine who is like the dimple queen. I have never seen dimples like she has. It's adorable.
Some deep divots. I love dimples.
Like,
it's so cute.
When she smiles, they are like classic. They're almost like cartoonish dimples.
She's got to wash her face extra good because stuff gets stuck in them, you know?
She runs crumbs down there.
Right.
Oh, my God. Jimmy Hoffa.
All right. So this is by far the most exciting trending news of this morning. Did you know that you can wander into an Olive Garden and purchase a cheese grater that they have there? Those special ones that, you know, they crank as you're sitting there?
Listen to
this guy talk about it.
I got to the Olive Garden. I went to the manager. All I said was, cheese grater? And she looked at me and said, give me 1 minute. They sold me the cheese grater. Not only that, they gave me cheese to try out. They gave me so much cheese to shred. I don't think you guys understand how life-changing this is for me. I canceled all of my plans.
This is a pretty big deal, Dom. Pretty damn big deal.
I do love those graters.
They're mesmerizing. They're hypnotic. The power that you have when they're standing there shredding it, and you're like, you know, tell me when to stop, and you're like, just keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Yeah.
I did a little research. I think they're about $23 if you wander into the OG and use the secret code word like this guy did, cheese grater. And you can get
totally worth $23.
They're also on Amazon, FYI, just so you know. Women out there in the world of dating, they're using the nickname theory right now. This is also coming from TikTok. It's a way to figure out if you're really into the guy that you're dating, that you've only had a few dates with him. Oh my God. I guess the thing is this story says names can be confusing. So often the ladies are given just nicknames to the guys. And if you have a guy that you think is not going to last, you're probably calling him like the plain Trisket guy. If you narrow down the description to something relevant to him, like the blue F-150 guy, it's very personal. And there's a possibility that this might last. And the final category isn't the nickname. It's if you use his real name.
Oh, that must mean you're really serious.
Like, I had so much fun with Jeremy last night.
Never said by anyone ever.
Shoot, we're in it for the long haul. All right, here's a couple quick celebrity things. Well, at least one, and then we'll talk about Netflix. Travis Kelce, he had to go out and purchase a $6 million mansion in Kansas City. Because he needed more privacy surrounding this relationship. Can you imagine starting to date somebody and having to go out and spend $6 million? Yeah. So I was looking at his current house, and it's just like a really big house that you'd see just like in a fancy neighborhood here in Denver. You can basically just drive right up to it. Well, that, of course, is not going to work with the paparazzi and everything. So he purchased this $6 million house in a big gated community. More privacy, more security. They say it has a waterfall and a swimming pool.
It's got a water feature.
And a mini golf course, according to TMZ.
You know, if you remind me in just a little bit, I'm going to have to tell you about the conversation that went on in my kitchen last night about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
We need to talk
about
it.
Is it good? Like, everyone's obsessed with this.
It was. It's my stepdaughter who loves this kind of stuff, and she was gushing about one particular thing about this, quote, relationship. So we'll talk about
red jersey guy.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Netflix announced price hikes yesterday. Premium plan is jumping from $20 to $23. Basic plan $10 to $12. So they're slowly sliding their hand into your front pocket for more money.
Do you see Elon Musk along those lines?
And Musk,
he's gonna start charging people to what used to be known as Tweet to now X. But it's only $1 a year.
Yeah, he's trying to eliminate all the bots and stuff.
He wants to get rid of the bots.
There was a list on everybody that had been raising their prices, and it's truly everybody, from Disney to Hulu to Xbox to Spotify, YouTube Free. Everybody's raising it, man, and it's getting really old. It's just, you got to really start cherry picking. And now I saw like four or five things coming out on Netflix now that I want to watch, of course, right after I canceled it. Did you watch the trailer for that Stallone documentary?
No.
Looks awesome. Anyway, it's coming to Netflix.
I should point out that the Dom and Jeremy show is still free.
For now. All right, let's do this. Croptober. So make your way to our Facebook page, Tom and Jeremy on the FB. One of the trashiest recipes I've ever posted. I put something on there about how Midwesterners are like slowly high-fiving each other today because of this recipe. It's the double bacon cheeseburger soup, Dom. Which I believe came out of the Bennett, Iowa cookbook that I have. I've tweaked it a little bit.
Right.
But you might like it because it does call for 8 slices of that American cheese within the recipe.
Yes!
It's essentially like you're drinking a cheeseburger, you guys. So. You can feel your arteries harden as you eat this soup. But I highly recommend it. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. Croptober.